The following program is paid for by Dollar Bank. Information on the program is intended solely to further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020 KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program. Reverse mortgages, refinancing, and questions every homeowner faces. This is the Dollar Bank Mortgage Hour.
And welcome. I'm Angino. As every day goes by and we turn another page and rip that off, and we're getting further and further into the month of February, we're getting closer and closer into the spring housing season. And we want to make sure that you have all of your ducks in a row in order to get that house that you want, because there's a lot of competition out there to get the homes. And Mike Henry is with us. He's Senior Vice President of Residential Lending at Dollar Bank. And Mike, it's so often that there are multiple people who are bringing offers to the table on any one particular home.
Yeah, there is. And we've really seen that for the last really 2 years. It's in the middle of winter. There's not that much activity where we are right now. But it is. We've seen some, and there's certainly people buying houses today and applying for mortgages as usual. I haven't heard the multi-offer situation as much, but I would anticipate in the spring we're going to have the same issue because we have somewhat of an inventory shortage. So you might have as many as 5, 10, yeah, I've heard of even 20 offers on one property. So depending on where it is and where it's priced.
Now, when you say inventory shortage, what do you mean?
Well, that there are more home buyers than there are home sellers. So the inventory would be the homes for sale. So right now, and nationally, they're predicting for 2019 that we'll be about 2.5 million homes short of what we need to fill the demand. So you're hearing things like home buyers saying, I'm just going to wait. I'm just going to continue to rent. I'm going to sign a new lease, or potential home buyers, I should say. Mm-hmm. Those looking to buy a house are kind of got discouraged over the last year or so. And so they're pulling back a little bit and waiting to see if inventory does change over time. But the anticipation, that's not really likely to happen, at least in 2019. And we still have less houses for sale than we have buyers that would like to buy them.
And some of those wanting to buy a home are people who are already living in a home. They own the home. They just want a different home for whatever the reason may be. So they're willing to put their home out on the market. They just can't find something else to move into.
Right, exactly. So if you have your house to sell, but you need to find a house first, in fact, many buyers have told me they don't want to put their house on the market because they're afraid it will sell too fast and they won't be able to find the next house. So they're looking for the next house to put an offer on it. Then they would put their house up for sale. So there's a lot of coordination and timing and trying to get it right and get the house you want. But so we're seeing a lot of homeowners stay in place. They're not looking to expand or get into a larger home, so to speak. We have the baby boomer or older population that's aging in place, and that's created some of the issues. When you look at home ownership rate of older Americans, those over 67, in previous time or previous generations, the home ownership rate was much lower then because they were selling their houses, downsizing into smaller condos or moving south, whatever it might be. But we're seeing that home ownership rate stay high in that age group, especially when you get over 85, it's still, there's a higher homeownership rate than there typically has been in the past. And so that's kind of stopped the number of homes coming on the market that would typically be there for your first time or even second time home buyers.
Mm-hmm. Mike Henry with us, Senior Vice President, Residential Lending at Dollar Bank. So when we're talking about this very competitive market that we can expect once again, as there is a shortage of inventory, we need to make sure as the buyers to be able to give ourselves every advantage possible when it comes to getting that home. Where should we start?
Well, you really need to start by talking to one of our loan officers and getting pre-qualified, getting pre-approved, starting to understand what mortgage options are available. It's not just a 30-year fixed rate loan or a 15-year fixed rate loan. There are many different loan products that are available depending on your income, whether or not you're a first-time home buyer. Many different options. In fact, there are some that programs that you would think are for first-time home buyers, but aren't limited to first-time home buyers. So we have different down payment programs, different underwriting criteria, depending on your income and whether you're a first-time home buyer, and sometimes where you're actually buying. So there's a lot of options when you get into down payment options, whether you're looking for a low down payment, maybe 0 to 3%, those types of mortgages are available. If you're looking at a 15% down loan or a 10% down loan and you're trying to figure out this whole mortgage insurance or PMI world and what that means, we can show you the different options that are available to you, because that industry has gotten fairly complex. It's based on how much you're putting down or your loan to value and what your credit score is. And so it'll give different options with different companies, and we do that research to find you the best rate. But you also might be looking at, you know, we think of PMI or mortgage insurance as a monthly payment that you make. There is the opportunity to pay for that in one lump sum and finance it back into your loan. So that might be a better option than paying a monthly premium. Mm-hmm. Maybe based on your credit score, an FHA loan would be better, which has a monthly mortgage insurance premium, but it's only a monthly mortgage insurance premium. On a conventional loan, you might be able to drop mortgage insurance. So my point being that there's some complexity there that working with a loan officer, you can be prepared for and find something that's financially to your advantage, and that will help you get approved. And so that you're ready when you to sign a contract, you know exactly what you're doing as far as financing.
Mike Henry with the Senior Vice President of Residential Lending at Dollar Bank. If you have any questions, you're welcome to call 866-391-1020. You can also shoot us a text on the Wright Automotive text line. Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. Once again, the same phone number, 866-391-1020. And of course, if you're in front of your computer right now, shoot us a message, Dollar Bank Instant Access at kdkradio.com.
Take the mystery out of mortgages. This is the Dollar Bank Mortgage Hour.
Welcome back. I'm Angino. Mike Henry is with me, Senior Vice President of Residential Lending at Dollar Bank. Mike, the one thing people want to know when it comes to getting a loan is, okay, so what are the interest rates? What are you offering right now?
Right. Well, that is a great question. And interest rates are actually very good. 30-year fixed rate today is at 4.25%. It's been holding at that level for a while. There's been relatively good news on the inflation front. It's been, you know, January was flat. Mm-hmm. The Federal Reserve has come out and said they don't anticipate raising rates for a while. They've even used the word they could stimulate the economy a little bit by cutting them if they felt it was necessary. They're kind of looking at a global potential slowdown that could impact U.S. economy. But
isn't that somewhat curious?
It's very curious.
Because what was it, like a month or two ago, we were talking about the idea of them raising interest rates three times in 2019?
Yes.
And now they're putting out this little idea, well, if we have to, we'll even lower them?
Yeah, it is strange. It was in October that they were very hawkish, very strong on raising interest rates in 2019, and they did it in December. And then they came out in January and said that the inflation numbers don't look as strong. Therefore, we're going to pull back some. And it almost interpreted as for the next 6 months, they won't be doing anything to interest rates. So that's good for the market. You get some stability in interest rates, especially coming into the spring market. If you're looking for a home, you don't want to be looking at 4.25% interest rates. And all of a sudden, you know, when you're ready to buy in March or April or May, they're 4.75% or 5%. So that doesn't look likely. Interest rates are subject to change daily. The indexes that surround mortgage rates are changing all the time. Mm-hmm. But we've been at 4.25% for a while. And I anticipate that, you know, we'll be in this range. So that's good news. The 15-year fixed rate is at 3.625%. So that's also nice interest rate. We have a relatively flat yield curve. So the distance between a 30-year fixed rate and 15 years, a little more narrow than it typically is. But it's still, if you're looking to refinance to a 15-year, mm-hmm. that's a very good interest rate. Our 5-year adjustable, which is a 30-year loan fixed for the first 5 years, is at 3.5%. So those are very good interest rates, especially if you're looking to buy a house now. It makes it affordable. Good number to know if you're looking at a house and you want a quick payment in your head, that at 4.25% on $100 or $1,000, it's $5. So it'd be $500 for a $100,000 loan and $1,000 for a $200,000 loan. That's the principal and interest payment on a mortgage at 4.25%. At 15 years, it's about $7 per thousand. So if you had a $100,000 mortgage, you're looking at $700 in principal and interest, $200,000, $1,400 a month.
Well, those numbers may be surprising to a lot of people who are renting and thinking that home ownership was really outside of the realm of their affordability.
Yeah, and it shows you how affordable that is. If you're looking at a $200,000 mortgage and a $1,000 principal and interest payment, you're going to have taxes, real estate taxes, and homeowners insurance on top of that. And so that can bring your payment up depending on the taxes and what county you're in. You could be at $1,400, $1,600 a month.
Okay.
But if you compare that to what you would pay in rent mm-hmm. for a similar size property, it's going to be more. The power of that interest rate is substantial in calculating your debt-to-income ratio and how much house you can afford.
Of course. Once again, Mike Henry with us, Senior Vice President of Residential Lending at Dollar Bank. Bruce, welcome to KDKA Radio. You're on the Dollar Bank Mortgage Hour.
Oh, good evening. Hi. Hey, Mike. I have not necessarily a reverse mortgage question, but a post-reverse mortgage question.
Okay, sure.
Let's say that I have a reverse mortgage, let's say for grins and giggles, $200,000.
Okay.
And I go ahead and I utilize that credit, or basically I spend what I can spend of $200,000.
Right. Okay.
And then I die.
Mm-hmm.
What is the implications to my estate?
Well, the implications would be that they're going to have to do something, sell the house, they could buy the house from the estate, but most likely they would put it on the market and sell it.
Who is they?
The heirs, whoever the heirs are to your estate, they will be inheriting that property. And if it was just, I'm assuming we're talking about if it was just you on the property and you died, what happens? So it would be the same as if you had a traditional mortgage. The mortgage would have to be paid off, and that's typically done by putting the house on the market. One of the advantages to a reverse mortgage, if you had borrowed the full amount, the $200,000, there would be that balance plus some interest that would be owed, depending on how long you had the $200,000 out. But there is protection with a reverse mortgage that if for some reason they could not sell the house for $200,000, the FHA mortgage insurance that you paid when you took out the reverse mortgage will cover any deficiency. So let's just say, for the simple example, the house can only sell for $190,000. The loan would be paid off and the $10,000 would be satisfied through an insurance claim through the FHA. Now, if they sell it for $300,000, $400,000, whatever the price of the house is, the mortgage gets paid off and all the equity would then go to the heirs. And
what would determine in your example there, let's say, that I had spent, $200,000 before I died.
Yeah.
And then heirs, what would determine that that the house could only be sold for $190,000?
Well, that would just be the market, whatever the market value is. I mean, because there's a potential with a reverse mortgage, depending if you live to 110 and you'd borrow that $200,000 today, you could potentially owe more than what the house is worth,
right,
however long that is from now. And so that's the example I'm using. But as far as putting the house on the market, it would be a normal valuation, just like any house, and it would be determine, what the market value is of the house at that time. And what you're hoping is that it's worth more than what you owe on the property. And that's really typically what we see when that does happen.
My heirs would have the option, in this case, to basically take out another mortgage.
Yes.
For $200,000 so that you folks got your money.
Correct.
And then they could go on their merry way.
Correct. Yeah. They could take ownership of the property. In fact, we often have heirs to an estate, their parents' home, their grandparents' home, that the heirs will actually buy the house for their home. And the person who died may have a mortgage on that property. It doesn't have to be a reverse mortgage, any mortgage. So you have the same situation. They can, they can borrow $200,000, and assuming the value of the house is at least something $250,000, that they can borrow that a new mortgage and just kind of buying it from the estate. It would just be like a typical sale at that time, and the mortgage would get paid off. Bank never owns the house. That's the key.
I got you. Very good.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. I think one of the really cool features in a reverse mortgage is that if the family wants it, if the children do want the house, they can actually buy the home for a little less than what the house would otherwise sell for.
Yeah, they can buy 95% of the the value. Which is a nice feature. So there is the concept or the perception or the myth is that the bank owns the house. Like when you get a reverse mortgage, now the bank owns the property. They don't. It's just like any other mortgage. There is a lien against the property through that mortgage, which is the security for the lender. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it's just how the funds are dispersed on a reverse mortgage than it is on a traditional mortgage or a home equity loan or line of credit.
Right.
So it's really treated the same. The difference is that unless you pay some of it down for whatever reason, I mean, you're allowed to pay on a reverse mortgage. And we have some customers that actually do occasionally make some payments to keep their balance down. But there's no payment required, and the balance will grow over time as interest accumulates onto the loan. So,
and that happens a lot with the line of credit feature, where you draw some money out, then maybe you'll pay it back,
right,
and that line
right.
of credit is then fully available to you at a later time. We'll talk more about this and a whole lot more coming up. Mike Henry is with us, Senior Vice President of Residential Lending at Dollar Bank. You're listening to the Dollar Bank Mortgage Hour.
The following program is paid for by Dollar Bank.
Take the mystery out of mortgages. This is the Dollar Bank Mortgage Hour.
I'm Angino. Welcome back. You're listening to the Dollar Bank Mortgage Hour. Mike Henry is with us. He's Senior Vice President of Residential Lending at Dollar Bank. Let's see if we can get Susan any help here. Susan is in Verona. Welcome to the Dollar Bank Mortgage Hour.
Oh, hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I am considering buying a home, if you can call it that. It is a manufactured home. I don't want to go as far to call it as a trailer park, but it's in one of these senior citizen communities out here in the east suburbs.
Okay.
And it's about 22, 23 years old.
Okay.
How does the bank look at that? I know my insurance agent isn't wild about it.
Well, it's here's what it really comes down to as far as a manufactured home. And it would be closer to what you consider a double wide, or
yes.
Was it ever on?
Actually, it's a triple wide, but anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, was it ever, did it ever have wheels and axles, that kind of thing, do you think?
To my knowledge,
yeah.
No.
I mean, it may not have.
It had to come in pieces. Yes.
Right, exactly. So now here's the big question. Is it on leased land, or do you own the land underneath if you buy it?
What a great question, Mr. Henry. I was shocked to learn that the land rental is $550 a month.
Yeah. If it's on leased land, then it's not a real estate loan. It's not a mortgage. You really, so that's not something that I would be able to help you with, because it's not, you have to own the property, the land underneath, in order for it to be a mortgage or a real estate. So there are companies that exist that do manufacture.
No, I don't need really a mortgage.
Oh.
I was just wondering how banks looked at these properties. I hope to be able to sell my house and move right in there.
Yeah. Oh, that's
trying
within
to
perfect
size. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it. No, but as far as the way the banks view them, if it's on real estate, if you own the real estate underneath, if you own the lot, a manufactured home financing is really the same as financing a single family home, a stick built home, because we treat it the same. There's some different requirements, but if you're looking at a true manufactured or a modular home where they bring it in pieces, it's viewed the same. You can do a 5% down mortgage just like you can on a single family home.
You're not going to look at me and say in 5 years this home isn't going to be worth half of what it's worth now.
That I can't predict, but
no.
If you're on the real estate, then it's a different story than if you're not on real estate. Then you would have a depreciating asset, most likely, on a modular or manufactured home on a rented lot. It's going to be more like a vehicle. There could be some appreciation, but the depreciation probably would outweigh the appreciation. I don't know if it'd go to half, but it's the real estate that helps you gain value over time. That makes sense?
Very interesting. Thank you. I will look elsewhere.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Good night.
No, thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Wow, she's looking someplace else already.
Yeah.
But she's impressed with you, though.
Yeah. The seller's not. No.
All of a sudden, who is this Mike Henry guy? What's he talking about?
Yeah, but it is accurate that I mean, and sometimes it becomes a struggle with manufactured or mobile homes.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's a single wide mobile that we can't, you know, we don't finance that, and that's typically not financed through mortgage companies. But if it's on land and it's on a permanent foundation, then that can be financed like any other type of property.
And the land is owned.
Yeah, you own the property just as if you own any other house. You own the real estate underneath it.
Right.
And that, you know, so technically a building, any kind of structure, it has some depreciation to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the value of the location and the property that keeps increasing in value. You know, you can always make improvements to anything, but if you're buying property on a leased lot, it could be, it's almost an automobile.
Now, is it also possible to have a situation where you have these homes, pre-manufactured homes, that go onto a property and you buy the actual land? However, you also, in part of buying that land, you also agree to pay housing association fees that would then be responsible for the roads being cleared and sidewalks salted and the grasses being cut and the trees trimmed and all of that.
Yeah, completely different and not uncommon that you have some sort of homeowner association. Not all plans certainly have that, but many newer developments have an association fee, and it could be for common ground and things of that nature, or improvements to the area. If there's a section where it's common ground, somebody maintains all of that. Mm-hmm. That's completely different. That's not the same. This would be, if I owned a large parcel of land and I divided it into different segments where people can hook up two utilities and have a driveway and, you know, have your parcel, but you're renting it from the owner. So you don't own the real estate. So it's no longer really a real estate loan. It would be considered, I mean, there are manufacturing home financing companies that do finance it, and they're relatively common. It's just not the same as buying a single-family home or even a manufactured home on owned real estate.
All right, Mike Henry with us, Senior Vice President of Residential Lending at Dollar Bank. If you have any questions, you're welcome to call 866-391-1020. You can also text us on the Wright Automotive text line, Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. Same number, by the way, 866-391-1020. And if you're in front of your computer, send us a note right now, dollarbankinstantaccess@kdkradio.com. All right, let's talk about first-time home buyers, people who are interested in getting into the market. They heard the numbers that you just gave a few minutes ago regarding how much home you can buy for how much money a month, and it's about $500 right now a month to get you into a $100,000 home.
Right.
Now, that is, we have to also say, that's not including insurance and taxes.
Right, exactly.
It's just the mortgage side. But I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of people are thinking, wait a second, you're telling me, I can do the math pretty easy in my head, that for $750 a month, I can get into a home that's worth $150,000, which was right around pretty close to the median value of a home in this area. And I'm renting right now for $1,250,
right,
maybe even more. And just doing some of the math means maybe it really does make more sense to be able to own than to rent. And so, what do we do? How do we get this ball rolling?
Well, you also have to factor in real estate taxes, like you said. And if you're looking at a $150,000 house in Allegheny County, you're going to be in the $3,000 range on taxes. So that's $250 a month, and you're going to have homeowners insurance on top of that, which could be anywhere from $60 to $100 a month. So let's just call it $350. So you're up a little over $1,000 a month, around $1,100 a month.
Right.
And you're right. That's the average rent in the entire Pittsburgh area of a two-bedroom apartment.
Right.
So you can buy a single-family home for around $150,000, $160,000, and expect to pay about $1,000, $1,100 a month and get more square footage. So it is affordable at these interests. You can see what interest rates do to affordability.
Right. Monthly payments, they're feeling pretty good about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
However, they know two things. You have to have a pretty decent credit score, not perfect, but a decent one,
right?
And you need to come up with the down payment money. And you hear about needing to have enough money saved up for that $150,000 loan. And do I have $10,000, $15,000 in order to put down in order to make all this happen? How does Dollar Bank help?
Well, we have several programs that can help you with a lower down payment option if that's your obstacle. Certainly, we have loans where it's 3% down. So you're looking at about $5,000 as your down payment on $150,000. $4,500, I guess, would be a little more accurate of down payment on $150,000. Mm-hmm. And then you have closing costs on top of that. But there's different things you can do with closing costs. You can have the seller pay some of your costs. You can certainly pay some of your costs. But you're going to have money that you need to buy that house. It's what vehicle you're going to use to pay it. We do have some programs. If you're a veteran, we have 0% down loans, so you have no down payment. We have some first-time home buyer programs that require no down payment or low down payments, around 3%. FHA is 3.5% down, so you do have lower down payment options.
Okay.
You do have the, even in this market, the seller will often pay towards your closing costs. You can get some help there as far as paying closing costs. We have programs that if you are a first-time home buyer and enroll in our home counseling, home buying program through our community development group, we have a match savings program that allow you to put $1,000 in over time, and you have to participate in the program, and we will match that 3-to-1. So we will give you up to $3,000 for your down payment and closing costs with $1,000 of your own money into that savings and going through the program. And that involves some credit counseling and enhancement and home ownership counseling as well. So there's those types of things. We do the Federal Home Loan Grant, which actually comes out in March 2019, where you can, if you're a first-time home buyer, you can get up to $5,000 towards your down payment and closing cost. So that's something that is made available every March. It goes relatively quickly, and you have to have a signed sales agreement before we can request the money.
Do me a favor. I need to pause here for a moment. Can we talk more about that when we come back?
Absolutely.
All right. Mike Henry is with us, Senior Vice President, Residential Lending at Dollar Bank. More in a moment on KDK Radio.
Take the mystery out of mortgages. This is the Dollar Bank Mortgage Hour.
Welcome back. I'm Angino, and Mike Henry is with me, Senior Vice President of Residential Lending at Dollar Bank. And Mike, I want to talk about this federal program that you just mentioned that is available coming up in March. Give us more details about this.
Yeah, it's a program we've been offering for years. It is the Federal Home Loan Bank has a welcome home grant program, and there are income limits, and you have to be a first-time home buyer. But they really look at the need level on the cash side, how much money you have available in savings or checking to put towards your down payment. And it starts on March 1st, and there you have to have a sales agreement. So, and a mortgage application started, and it's first come, first serve. And we've put in the applications for you through the Federal Home Loan Bank, and pretty all of them get distributed at some level.
Okay.
So there's a budget that Federal Home Loan Bank has, and I can tell you it's usually gone within 4 to 5 weeks as far as, because the demand is very high for that particular grant, because it's not anything you have to pay back. It's not leaned against your property. It just can only be used towards your the down payment and closing costs on the property. And so we facilitate that for you. It's just a matter of, you know, putting the application through and submitting the request to the Federal Home Loan Bank. And so they give us an allotment. And then once that's gone, it's gone until next year. But it's
and you can use that $5,000 toward what?
Towards your down payment and closing costs. Just towards the purchase of the house. That's all it can be used for.
Okay.
And you may not get all $5,000. There's a need calculation. Most of the customers I see get the full $5,000, but it's possible you might get $4,500 or $4,000. They're going to analyze.
Can you put that together with other programs?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we do. We've coupled that with FHA financing, our Rent No More program. We've used it with that. So you could potentially have a grant coming from Dollar Bank and a grant coming from the Federal Home Loan Bank to use to cover all your costs. I mean, there's just, you know, whatever's out there, we're trying to get. And there's that's starting to emerge again. For years, there were programs for the URA and all kind of different down payment assistance programs and bond-backed loans, and that's been gone for a while. It looks like it might be coming back. I mean, as of right now, it's not. But those are the kind of things that are starting to surface where you get some of the bond programs, again, that can help. And especially when they're local and in the community, we're seeing that emerge a little bit.
Now, are the dollars set aside for certain regions and communities?
It's really based on banks of subscribers to the Federal Home Loan Bank, and they give allotments based on, I don't really know what their calculation is what bank gets how much.
Okay.
But that's how it's distributed. Each bank gets a certain allotment of money to be given out.
But you need to be a first-time home buyer.
Yes.
Now, is that first-time home buyer the way we imagine first-time home buyer or the way that they define first-time home buyer?
Yeah, the way that we define a first-time home buyer is you have not owned a home in the last 3 years. So if you've not owned any real estate,
okay,
and it's been 36 months, then you're considered in the mortgage world a first-time home buyer.
Okay, so you may have owned a home, maybe gone through a divorce. You've been renting for the past 3-4 years.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, you are considered a first-time home buyer. And is that for all circumstances?
Yes. There's really no condition behind that other than, you know, we verify that you haven't owned a home for the last 3 years.
And then you could be eligible for all types of other first-time home buyer programs.
Yes, pretty much all of them. And some of the programs we talk about, like FHA or the Home Ready program that we have, that's a 3% down with reduced mortgage insurance and reduced fees. It has an income limit to it, but you do not have to be a first-time home buyer. So it's the HUD median income, which is around $76,000 a year. It's a household income. That's what you use to qualify for the program, but you do not have to be a first-time home buyer. So low down payment options are not restricted to first-time home buyers. There's just certain things that are. Like our Rent No More program is for first-time home buyers. The PA State Bond program is for first-time home buyers. The Welcome Home Grant, that's first-time home buyers. So there's a mix out there, and I think oftentimes people think that once they've had a house, they're not eligible for some of the lower down payment programs, but they are. There may or may not be income caps. So there's all kinds of different programs, and that's really why you need to talk to a loan officer before. I mean, that's not something you can do on your phone. I love technology. I think it's great we can do all this.
Right.
But that's not something where you can apply and make that decision. You need to understand each product and do the research and have somebody run calculations and make comparisons for you.
And what's great about calling Dollar Bank, the phone number to call?
Is 800-344-5626.
Is that when you talk to someone, they know the questions to ask you that you don't know to ask in the first place.
Right, exactly. And we have experienced loan officers working for the bank, and they're able to tell you quickly, with a few questions really, what type of scenario would be best for you. Now, whether it's a conventional loan with single premium mortgage insurance or monthly mortgage insurance premiums or a hybrid of that, or FHA or Home Ready or Rent No More or VA or PA State Bond Program, there's just a lot of options. Maybe an 80-10-10 would be something that would work for you. That's where the first mortgage is at 80% of the purchase price, and we give you a second mortgage for the other 10. So there's many different mortgage options to buying a house or refinancing that the value in talking to a loan officer will help you put you into the right loan that's economically beneficial to you as well.
Okay, then. Bringing up really good stuff as my time is running out. 80-10-10. We got to talk about that again. Mike Henry with us, Senior Vice President of Residential Lending at Dollar Bank. The website is dollar.bank. The phone number is?
800-344-5626.
You're listening to the Dollar Bank Mortgage Hour.
The preceding program was paid for by Dollar Bank. Information on the program was intended solely to further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience.